Here's the latest news from VPR. The State Health Department will test more Vermonters in an effort to contain COVID-19. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says the state has aggressively worked to increase its supply of testing kits and will now test Vermonters who have mild to moderate symptoms of the disease. Levine says broader testing has proven an effective strategy in other countries.
The objective here is to identify more COVID-positive patients early, isolate them, and slow the spread of the virus.
People still need a doctor's referral to get tested, and they must have symptoms of the virus, which include fever, cough, and in severe cases, shortness of breath. There are now 184 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Vermont, and there's been another death in the last day, bringing the state's tally to 10. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is asking anyone arriving in his state to quarantine themselves. The New England News Collaborative's Steve Brown explains.
The guidance doesn't order anyone coming into the state on a plane, train, or bus from out of state to quarantine for 14 days, but strongly urges people to do so. They're asking anyone driving into Massachusetts from out of state to do the same. Governor Baker acknowledged this is a request and will not be mandatory at this time.
Right now, it's just going to be people coming through the airport, two airports, flying in from out of state into the two airports, or coming in on a train to South Station. I would call it at this point instruction and an advisory. There is no enforcement mechanism.
The governor says there will be materials available at rest stops for motorists who are driving in from out of state, suggesting that they too quarantine for 2 weeks. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Steve Brown.
And the Masonic Hall on the third floor of Catamount Arts Center on East Ave has officially been transformed into a sewing factory to produce gowns and masks to supply the region's healthcare workers. The Caledonian Record writes that the core of workers come from a variety of health-related jobs within Northern County's